today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right? Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After 4 years of raising interest rates to tame inflation, the Federal Reserve Board today issuing a 0.5% rate cut. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says the board was also considering a quarter cut, but went bigger.
There were some who said, look, you need this aggressive half point cut now to help out the job market, which has been slowing down, and to prevent the economy from maybe moving in the opposite direction, slowing down so much that we would possibly tip into a recession maybe later next year. Others are saying a half point is overkill, that it could actually, believe it or not, fan inflation again because it might be a stimulant for the economy.
In Lebanon, more than a dozen are dead, hundreds more injured following new explosions of communication devices held by Hezbollah members, one blast happening at a funeral for those killed in yesterday's blasts. In Wisconsin, a scare for school children today in Chippewa County, a wagon overturned at an apple orchard with 25 on board. All are said to be okay. This is ABC. New relief for millions of Americans struggling and suffering from sleep disruptions.
Medical sleep apnea tests need a doctor's prescription, can be pricey, and require sleeping at a sleep center. But Apple just announcing FDA clearance for a software feature in the Apple Watch to help identify patterns of breathing disturbances suggestive of moderate to severe sleep apnea. The watch has a motion detector called an accelerometer that's so sensitive that from your wrist, Apple says it can determine the pattern of your lungs inflating and deflating, and it logs when something disrupts that pattern.
ABC's Becky Worley. The strike by more than 30,000 Boeing union workers in California, Oregon, and Washington state taking its toll on the aircraft manufacturer. Today, Boeing's CEO said temporary furloughs will start in the coming days and managers, including himself, will take pay reductions. Union members walked off the job Friday. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Need cash help but have bad or no credit? Then you need to go to FastLoansAI.com where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 regardless of your credit score. FastLoansAI.com is one of the largest lender networks. Their advanced technology can help anyone get up to $10,000. Best part? Money can be in your bank account as fast as the same day. When you need fast cash, go to FastLoansAI.com. That's FastLoansAI.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Allen. Campaign focus on the battleground state of Wisconsin continued Tuesday as Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance was in Eau Claire.
There's no need to beat around the bush here. Wisconsin is one of the most important states in the country, and this is one of the most important parts of the state of Wisconsin. Because we know that we're going to win a lot of voters here, but only if people actually turn out and show up to vote. Make sure you vote and get your friends and family to vote too. And those two messages, I think, are why we're here in Eau Claire, and it's why we're going to win the state of Wisconsin.
It was Vance's second campaign stop in Eau Claire. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin Friday with a campaign stop in Madison. Sales tax talk in Racine County.
Racine County is just one of three of Wisconsin's 72 counties without a sales tax. It's been a discussion point for years, and now the Racine County Board is proposing a 0.5% sales tax to help fund government services. An average resident would pay an additional $126 annually, with the sales tax applying to most retail purchases, but excluding items such as food and prescription medications. If approved by supervisors in November, the sales tax would go into effect next April and generate an estimated $20 to $25 million in revenues. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin stresses the importance of protecting access to in vitro fertilization on the same day U.S. Senate Republicans blocked a bill establishing a nationwide right to IVF. Baldwin says it's crucial to protect these procedures.
Make no mistake. Americans' rights to IVF and other reproductive care is still in jeopardy. It's more important than ever now that we enshrine Americans' rights to start a family on their own terms into law.
Baldwin's challenger for Senate, Republican Eric Hovde, also came out in support of IVF procedures in February.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another unseasonably warm day today under sunny skies as highs smack the mid-80s. A few more clouds filtering in here this afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a small shot of showers and maybe some storms. And a few of those may still linger early tomorrow morning. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 78 degrees.
Soybeans and bean oil led strength in the grains today, while soybean meal, corn, and wheat futures were steady to just slightly lower. Cotton was lower, the cattle complex was mixed, and lean hog futures found a way to close higher again today.
Live from the edge of awesomeness via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Connor Bridgman from Advanced Trading, and directly following the news, Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now here's the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Laurie.
Man, that's quite a day right there. We've got a market rally OG in Bubba with a brand new voice in Connor on a day when the Fed cut the rates by a half point. First time we've seen a rate cut in 4 years.
It feels like something we should take note of, Chip. Agreed?
It really does. It really does. Yep. The Federal Reserve went a half point down. The Fed funds rate now 4.75% to 5%. Not completely unexpected, although, and you know what? There was like 61% odds, 62% odds of a half point cut. I didn't realize this, and this is a number or a conversation that I heard on Fox Business after the rate cut happened. It's the first time that there's been a rate cut of this magnitude with lower than 70% odds that the rate cut was going to happen.
Okay.
Follow me on that?
Yep.
So, in other words, this is kind of an unprecedented move for the Fed. Normally, the whole market has got to be leaning. More than 70% of the market has got to be leaning in the direction of a half-point rate cut before you can get that half-point cut. Now it was less than two-thirds, and we got the rate cut. Some people are trying to read some meaning into it. I wonder what Bubba thinks of all this.
Oh, geez. I don't know. You know, but here's
we find out.
Yeah, I would imagine that there'll be no shortage of opinion there. The whole thing is, though, I don't know. You talk about that 70% sort of threshold there. We're down closer to 60. I mean, it's only a vibe session that we're fighting here, Chip. So maybe it's different. Maybe you, dude, maybe you pull it back 10% for a vibe session instead of a full on recession, perhaps.
Dude, that rant you had last week when I was gone on vacation, that was so awesome. Quit making up words.
That's how you know you're in trouble.
Oh my God, I loved it. I loved it. Way to go, dude. Way to go. Okay, we'll get reaction to the rate cut from Bubba. Brand new voice, Connor Bridgman from Advanced Trading on the show today. Looking forward to getting to know Connor. All right, let's get to the markets.
Chip, wheat futures were mixed again today with winter wheat futures slightly higher and spring wheat futures slightly lower. December soft red winter wheat futures opened fractionally higher and tried to rally before setting back to the opening range by the end of the day. Front month SRW posted an inside trading day and traded on both sides of 580 for a sixth consecutive session. Selling was limited by a revised estimate of French wheat exports. The estimate was cut nearly in half and now stands at just 4 million metric tons. Lower corn and wheat crop estimates from the Black Sea region also slowed some selling pressure. December HRW wheat futures a penny and a half lower, 578.5. December soft red wheat steady at 575.75. And at last report, December spring wheat futures down 4.25, 616.75. I'm still waiting on the settlement on that one, though, Chip, on my screen.
Yeah, okay, very good. You know, until that projection of less supply out of Europe and out of the Black Sea region turns into more demand for U.S. wheat, it's probably not going to be much of a factor.
Ethanol production week ended September 13, 1.049 million barrels per day, down 31,000 barrels from the previous week, but still 69,000 barrels per day ahead of the same week last year. Ethanol stocks increased slightly in the week. Lower production estimates for Ukraine and drought conditions in Brazil helped corn trade higher in the overnight session. There is also growing uncertainty over the size of the U.S. corn crop due to late season dry conditions. December corn futures opened slightly lower and near session lows, rallied to the highest level since September 6, before setting back to close low range. December corn futures 0.25 cents higher, 4.12¾. March corn unchanged, 4.30¾. July corn futures closed at 4.47¾, down 0.25 cents, Chip.
All right. Yeah, it's we'll talk with Connor and get his thoughts on where this corn market might be going here in the next segment.
Well, the spring we mentioned yesterday coiled a bit tighter in November bean futures, with the contract spending the entire session between support at $10 and resistance at $10.25. The contract opened slightly higher in near session lows and closed mid-range at the highest level since September 9. Soybean oil price gains provided support for bean prices, but bean meal was an anchor. Planting progress is slow in Brazil, although some dry areas received rain yesterday, and planting is expected to accelerate this week. Dry conditions in the United States have generated some late-season uncertainty for bean supplies. November beans 8 cents higher today, 10.14. Jan beans up 7¼, 10.32. March beans closed at 10.45¾, up 6.5 today, Chip.
Yeah, soybean meal, December contract down a dime today was all December bean oil was up 43 points.
December cotton today, 89 points lower, 71.27. On your livestock, fat cattle traders are still waiting on direction from the cash market and from Friday's cattle on feed report. October fats today, 50 cents lower, 178.30. October feeders, 80 cents lower, 239.95. And on the snout side, October lean hogs opened slightly higher and posted the highest close since September 3rd. October hogs today, 27.5 higher at 82.05. Chip.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's bring him in. Todd Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com. How you doing, buddy?
What's up? How about blue, 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 red, red, blue? What does that mean?
Okay, blue. We're talking grains and livestock.
That's right. Long grains, long hogs, and short cattle. And the markets are going to the crapper, and the Fed is an idiot. So there we go. We summed it all up in 30 seconds.
Is that your whole reaction to a half-point cut right there? The Fed's an idiot?
Yes. I listen, I said this morning, and I'll tell you exactly, I may be wrong, but this is what I said this morning. The bigger the cut, 25 basis points is priced in, 50 basis points the market would sell off, which they've done so far. Now, I don't know if it's going to stay down, but we were up over 200 in the NASDAQ. Now it's down on the day. I think that this is going to lead to a lot of inflation. And, of course, that's what the government wants, because they want more tax dollars. And if you don't realize it, everything you go to, if you pay a federal excise tax on,
So you're going to pay more tax dollars through the hidden tax of inflation. So they want rates lower so they can get more spending and they can keep inflation higher so they can continue to fill their coffers and piss our money away in the Ponzi scheme that they're running.
Holy smokes. Dude, you got a lot of dots connected right there, didn't you?
Did I do good?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly, you did. The dots that you connect from time to time, Bubba, just they construct a picture in front of me that looks awfully real.
Well, you and I both agreed that if they cut rates at all, inflation is going higher, right? So hopefully the inflation trade will help the grain markets because the cattle is already way too high anyway. So hopefully it'll help the grain markets, help our farmers, because again, their costs are going to start going up again as well. So they better get money because the little bit they're going to save from the bank has got to be made up in the price of production.
Yep. Get this. The Dow's up 100 points. Now the NASDAQ has moved back to the upside and the S&P is coming along for the ride as well. Up 0.28% right now. Bubba, good
I
stuff,
I say they'll
man.
Be down on the, they'll be down on the day. Goodbye. Have a great day. Thanks, guys. Thanks, newsman.
Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. All right. We're going to get into the conversation with Connor Bridgman from Advanced Trading next here on AgriTalk.
Well, harvest is upon us, and with it comes one of the dustiest, dirtiest times of the year on the farm. That puts extra strain on machinery and makes it more important than ever to protect our valuable equipment with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. No wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Your needs are evolving, and so is our lineup. Firestone Ag is introducing premium Bridgestone tractor tires engineered to meet your evolving needs, especially if you have heavy on-road driving habits. Equipped with the latest tire technology, Bridgestone tractor tires are designed with enhanced wear resistance and durability. They are engineered to provide excellent traction and ride comfort on the road while minimizing soil compaction. To learn more about Bridgestone tires, visit your local certified Firestone Ag dealer or visit firestoneag.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
The chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk.
Okay, David, so here's the deal.
Okay.
Yeah, after every FOMC meeting, Federal Open Market Committee meeting, Chairman Powell has a press conference. I think this is something that Bernanke started in an attempt to bring more transparency to the whole process and everything. Okay. Okay. Powell started the press conference 40 minutes ago, uh-huh. almost 40 minutes ago, and he's still going at it. He is still taking questions from the press, and you know, it just kind of strikes me that they're talking about why the decision was made, what decisions need to be made, what policy movement might take place in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And none of it has, I shouldn't say none of it. I'm going to sound a little bit like Bubba when I say this. And none of it has anything to do with what the real interest rates are going to be out there for you borrowing money for an operating loan to raise cattle, for you borrowing money to put a crop in the ground, buy fertilizer for put on the ground this fall, for you to the market, the real market will determine mortgage rates. Mortgage mm-hmm. rates were on the way down. You had it this morning as a news item.
That's right.
Mortgage rates were on the way down this morning before the Fed cut the rates. Real interest rates and the markets set what you're paying at the bank. Yes, the Fed funds rate has something to do with that, just because it's an overnight lending rate and how much liquidity is going to be moved around within the banking system around the world in on an hourly basis in overnight trade. Mm-hmm. It's just blows me away. Blows me away. They're very important, though, Davis. They are very, very important, the Fed Fund is, or the Federal Reserve is.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Well, apparently, if length of speech is a measure of importance, I guess, right. You know, 40, right. 45 minutes, that's a pretty good showing, you know, pretty
exactly.
good day.
Yeah. Exactly. Speaking of that, let's move on.
Yes, please. Can we?
Connor Bridgman, Advanced Trading, brand new voice here on AgriTalk. Connor, it is great to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be on. Excited to talk about whatever you want. To add a little color, right?
Yeah.
I've got three young kids. This is their first rate cut they've ever seen in their life. So talk about historic.
Three under four?
Three under four. And twins will do that to you, Chip.
Congratulations, Connor.
Are you going to have a rate cut party? Is there going to be a cake or anything? I guess I'm not sure procedure on this.
I'm gonna go home and ask the twins. The twins are the older ones. I'm going to go ask them what they feel about the rate cut because, you know, we saw the spikes, gold, silver. The Dow was up 300. Now, what is it? Is it still up 100? I'm not sure. But yeah. At the end of the day.
No, it's turned lower again.
Okay, if you didn't know a rate cut was happening, or if you didn't know that the Fed meeting was today, you wouldn't feel it at all, right? We've really moved on pretty quickly.
Yep. I mean, when I hopped on the system before the show started, and Big Apple Joe was there, and I said, "So Joe, the Fed cut the Fed funds rate by a half point. Did you feel all your financial burdens just melt away?" And no, he said he still felt them. Still felt him. So, Connor, tell us about, other than you've got the three young kids, mm-hmm. tell us a little bit more. How did you get into this gig?
Yeah, so born and raised in Central Illinois, in Assumption, to be exact. Grew up on a
nice.
Farm there. Yeah, if you're in the ag space, you've usually there's a good chance you've heard of Assumption, even though it's 1,000 people, right? GSI, Benz, big implement dealership. But so stayed in this area. Worked, you know, out of college, I've worked, elevator merchandiser is really where I cut my teeth. And then I've been in the commodity brokerage space with advanced trading for about, 4 or 5 years now. So,
okay.
All right. Yeah.
Where did that, college education happen?
I went to the redheaded stepchild of, U of I. I went to Eastern Illinois.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's
yep.
a great little school. I shouldn't say little. That's a great school.
It is. Yeah, I always joke though it's the redheaded stepchild of U of I, especially in the ag space, right? But yeah,
yep.
So Eastern Illinois, I didn't go too far from home.
Yeah, well, Eastern Illinois and Western Illinois, you know, I think most people know about Southern Illinois, but Eastern Illinois, Western Illinois, two really nice schools over there, and worth paying attention to and what they do, and obviously the people that they produce over there. Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Let's start with this. Let's go back to last week's crop production and supply and demand reports from USDA. If there's one thing that you want to point out from those reports, what might that be?
So I think the big story, number one, this record corn crop, we just broke the record. It got a little bit bigger. Soybean yield, they left it unchanged, which doesn't surprise me, right? We know maybe you can make the argument the soybean crop didn't finish the best in August, but we're probably not going to reflect that in this September WASD. I think right. The big story, it has been for all year, is the difference. We saw CONAB, which is Brazil's production reporting company. We saw them out in the morning, and then we had the USDA report. The discrepancy continues from the difference between what Brazil says they have for corn soy production and what the USDA says. So they both didn't change. CONAB didn't change for Brazil corn soybean production, and neither did the USDA. It's still historically wide. CONAB is much lower than what the USDA is, and it's surprising because we went a good 5-10 years where they were almost right in line with expectations. So that continues to puzzle me. It continues to be a story. I guess time will tell. There's no reason to say they have to come together. Maybe we'll just see that wide discrepancy for the next 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. USDA's got the 23-24 crop for Brazil at 153 million metric tons, and they've got the new crop 24-25 at 169. I mean, yeah. Whew, that's a big number that the markets are going to have to deal with. So has the bean market digested that? How does the bean market deal with that?
Yeah, so I think the bean market's taking it on the chin pretty well, because a big part of that is what's the U.S. soybean crop going to be, right? Yeah. We're at a record yield for soybeans. Did we have the weather to support that record yield? And then on top of that, one headline that continues to gain traction is South America, Brazil specifically, is very, very dry. It's record, maybe not record, but very, very dry for this time of year. I'll preface that with saying, majority of their soybean acres are planted in October. If we correlate that to the U.S., it'd be like us being very dry maybe in, say, March. And so it's cause for concern, but they could easily catch some precipitation and have a good crop. We saw something similar to this last year, really, Chip.
Yeah, yeah. Huge, huge, huge window on planting and production on the soybean crop down there. But it could turn into an issue for the corn market if it the more the bean plantings are delayed, the more the bean harvest is delayed, and the further back that Safrina corn crop gets pushed, right?
Right, right. Yeah. That's the we saw that last year. It feels like years ago, but post-harvest of 23, we saw beans spike above $14 because we saw that exact same thing happen where soybean planting was delayed. How was that going to get the Safrina corn crop? How much was it going to delay it? Well, then turns out they got the soybean crop planted, got it out in time. That Safrina corn crop was actually a little bit ahead of schedule. So you never know. You never know, Chip.
Okay, back to the U.S. on this bean crop. What have you heard? I know the fields are getting opened up out there. Are you hearing anything from your clients on what the beans are doing?
Yeah, we just, what are we? The first 10% corn harvested, they told us Monday, 6-8%, I think, on soybeans. And so I really thought, 2 weeks ago, I would have, if you would have asked me when harvest is going to ramp up in central Illinois, I would have told you this week to last week. I underestimated how reluctant guys are really to shell some wet corn. They were perfectly happy letting the beans get ready, letting that corn dry down the field. And now I think into the week, we're going to see bean cutting continue to ramp up. In central Illinois, I'll tell you, I've heard some sporadic yields. Generally speaking, though, we've got a really good bean crop.
Yeah, yeah. And all of that translates into a hefty carryover estimate for the 24-25 marketing year, 560 million bushels, I believe the number is. Kind of puts a cap on the market for a while, doesn't it?
I sure, we've got a long way to go on the U.S. crop. Looking forward, October, we'll get CONAB's first estimates for the 24-25. And so just looking at year-on-year soybean production right now, we're looking at 12-13% increase. So without some weather issues, we could really see some big carryouts.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I've got the number in front of me now. 550 was the September carryover projection on soybeans for 2024-25. That was down 10 million bushels from the August estimate. All right, we are in the middle of a conversation with Connor Bridgman from Advanced Trading here on AgriTalk.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where December HRW wheat futures were a penny and a half lower, 578 and one half. December soft red wheat steady, 575 and three quarters. December corn futures were 0.25 cents higher at 412 and three quarters. March corn unchanged, 430 and three quarter. November soybean futures 8 cents higher on the day, 1014. Jan beans up 7 1/4 to 1032. December cotton today 89 points lower, 71.27. On your livestocks, October fat cattle 50 cents lower, 178.30. October feeders 80 cents lower, 239.95. October lean hog futures today 27 1/2 cents higher at 82.05. The December contract up 17 1/2, 73.87 1/2. Go to tryprofarmer.com for more.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another unseasonably warm day today under sunny skies as highs smack the mid-80s. A few more clouds filtering in here this afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a small shot of showers and maybe some storms. And a few of those may still linger early tomorrow morning. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 78 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We're in the middle of a conversation with Connor Bridgman, Advanced Trading. Kind of recovered a lot of soybean issues there in the last segment. So the carryover, even though it was down just 10 million bushels, 550 million bushels, what does that carryover mean to your risk management strategies here? How aggressive do you want to be when it comes to laying off risk in this bean market?
Sure. So at the end of the day, that 550 carry out, it tells me that we've got enough soybeans in the world right now. I know that number can change. A lot of uncertainty in South America, and I think there's a lot of uncertainty going forward. Number one, Chip, I don't know if you've heard, but we do have an election this November, and so we could see some policy changes a little bit that could affect soybean imports, exports, and see where that goes. Brazil planning, like I talked before, Brazil potential to plant a lot of soybeans, big production number. We really don't talk on Argentina, but their leafhoppers disease that really affected their corn crop, it kind of paints the picture for maybe a few more soybean acres there. So the next 3-4 months, I could see a lot of uncertainty, right? We're not even going to dive into the whole renewable fuels mandate and if we can see that ramp up into 2025. So a lot of unknowns on my bingo card in the next 4 months, but I think it could present opportunity. I'm staring at NOV 25 futures. We got up to 1073. Right now we closed about 1063 and a half. But something to be watching, right? I think it's time, we got to remember that the biggest soybean crop gets planted in the next 30 days, right? Brazil plants more soybeans than we do in the U.S., and they have for quite a while. And so if we're looking at seasonal-type trades, right, we love to talk about that in May, June, July. I think we need to be looking at that on the soybean crop into this winter as well.
Okay. All right, carry in the market, the structure of this soybean market right now with the, NOV out to the, the NOV closed at 10:14 today. You get out to that March 10:45. It seems like a 30-cent carry is probably something worth pursuing, isn't it?
I think so. Corn and soybeans both. If we go out to March, corn, I'm looking at it, it's about 18 cents. Something we haven't had to talk about a lot these past couple of years. We haven't had much carry, but I think it's something we need to manage. And when we're talking carry, I know we just had a rate cut. The hope is that borrowing costs are coming down, but we've still got a long way to go from where our rates were from, say, 2009 to 2020, right? That cost of money still isn't free. And I really think it's going to be an operation by operation decision. Is locking in that carry, sticking grain in the bin, locking in that carry makes sense, or does it still make sense to convert that grain to cash and see if we can either pay down some debt or look at the market paying us some way, right, in CDs?
Yep. Those grain bins that are manufactured in your hometown need to, you got to find a way to put them to work and get them to pay for themselves.
Absolutely.
And there's an opportunity to make that happen this year.
Yep, absolutely. Right now there's still some uncertainty. We start looking, I'm looking at the corn market specifically. We look out to May, July. I don't know if the carry's there to go ahead if a guy wanted to go out this summer, right? To me, I think having hedges in the March makes a lot of sense and being able to pivot from there. Because if we see, you know, the old adage, big crops get bigger. If we see this crop get bigger, maybe we get into that gut slot harvest and those spreads widen. It'd be nice to take advantage of that opportunity. And if we wanted to store corn or soybeans into this summer, see that spread widen a little bit than where it is right now.
All right. Corn, talk to me about corn demand in here for a bit, because I want there is uncertainty over the supply side, but I think we can agree that it's going to be a big crop. I don't see this thing giving us like a 2010 finish where the corn crop estimate dropped almost a billion bushels from August to the final. I just don't see that happening this year. Could be wrong. And if it does, well, it's going to change everybody's story on corn.
Right.
But can demand change enough on corn right now to change the story, to change the outlook?
Certain the next 6 months, can demand change enough? Sure, anything could happen, right? Yeah. If we've got more bushels, it's a good way to keep demand up. I will say, just looking at demand, you know, for the next 30 days, I'm going to dive into like kind of the local cash market.
Okay.
Is, you know, if you're in the area, which I think most of us are, where we've got big to really big bushels, you know, there's potential where that demand's probably going to shut off if you're at your local elevator, right? We're going to see, if basis isn't already wide, there's potential we could see it widen a whole lot more, right? If, you know, we know we had some 23 crop being carried over. I know I did it in my area. If the elevators already have some crop, we might see some long lines. We might see basis really tank. I think that that's really on the forefront of my mind, is making sure, we're managing that basis, making the decision, right? Do we want to lock in that really bad basis number this fall? Potentially really bad, I should say. Or is it worth trying to see if we can get that basis to improve?
Yeah. River conditions, Mississippi River conditions aren't helping us out there, are they?
That is not – it's not indicative of some great demand, that's for sure. We saw this last year too. It's amazing how quickly this comes, right? It did get solved last year. We'll see if the rain, you know, we saw a little bit of precipitation up north in my area yet, but that doesn't bode well for exports for when we're about to harvest the biggest crop we've ever seen by a long shot, right? Last year was a record crop at 177. Right now we're at that 183, 184. And so we need all the help we can get in terms of demand.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Where does wheat fit into all of this? What kind of a role does wheat play over the next 30 days?
Yeah, I think I'll say, you know, Friday we saw a really good wheat trade. And we've kind of seen that sell-off this week, basically unchanged today. I think we're still in the price discovery. We saw the big wheat price jump on the backs of this crop wasn't in Russia. And then turns out they had decent yields. I saw a report they just raised Russian wheat crop again, the estimates were. And so at the end of the day, right, the U.S. had a good wheat crop. Canada did. Is there enough wheat bushels out there, or do we, you know, is the EU weakness, is, you know, where is Russia's crop? Where is Ukraine's? And can we see this wheat market rally a little bit from here? I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, ending stocks on wheat, you look at in the U.S., in the U.S. only, 2022, 570 million bushels, 2324, 702 million bushels, now projected at 828 million bushels. That trend's going in the wrong way, but the global stocks are going in the right direction on wheat carryover, and we're starting to see things pull back a bit. You know, I would like to think that matters, but it doesn't matter until it turns into demand for more, or I should say, more demand for U.S. wheat. And it just hasn't happened, Connor. It's a disappointing fact for this wheat trade right now.
Yeah, I'm in a Chicago double crop wheat country. And so, you know, we're having that conversation when we're looking at profitability for 2025 is, you know, is the money going to be in D's 25 corn at 450 where inputs really haven't came down? Or do we look at July 25 wheat is at 612 and that 1070 soybean number? I think it's worth thinking about, and guys are thinking that way in terms of increasing, you know, potentially increasing wheat acres, right? What's that profitability? Or do we want to put it in corn acres right now? Or do we like the wheat trade? I think it'd be a lot different if we saw that 670, 680 instead of 612, but we'll see, Chip.
Yep. Isn't it amazing how Russia-Ukraine headlines, they barely catch the attention of the wheat market anymore. It just blows me away.
I had a conversation with a guy this morning, and he asked that question. He said, does Russia, Ukraine, like, does that really matter? And I said, I got to tell you right now, we saw some headlines where the escalation, but I think the more important one in the commodity space, I shouldn't say more important, the one that's maybe more relevant, is we're talking more about Ukraine's dryness and their potential production versus the actual Ukraine-Russia conflict. It is, it's amazing how far we've came in, what, two years from where we've been.
Right. All right. So the interest rate cut, we only got about a minute left, but I'm going to ask you, the interest rate cut today, any impact on commodities?
I don't know if it's if we're going to see anything immediate, right? It's good to see, right? It just in the terms of borrowing rates, sure, it'd be nice to see them come down. I will say, Todd, that you had on before kind of mentioned this about if they cut too far too fast, we see that inflation ramp back up. That's not necessarily bad for commodities. It might not be good for the economy as the whole, but I think that that'd be the fear is that they cut rates too fast and too hard, and we've got to see and we see that inflation kick back in.
I tell you what, the last time the inflation trade caught fire in the ag commodities, it was a big move to the upside. So I think it's something that we've at least got to consider for the next 12 months. So Connor, good stuff, man. It was good to get to know you, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Had a great time doing it.
Excellent. All right, that's Connor Bridgman with Advanced Trading. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that rate cut that we got from the Fed. Three kids since the last rate cut. Man, I've got a couple of grand.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right? Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Diabetes Awareness Partners.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
In the morning, you're coughing up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk. All we need
is a and welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. It's hump day. We're almost at the summit. Jeff Flory is here as well. Almost to the summit. We're almost there. You know, something came up that, you know, isn't getting talked about enough. Oh. Here's the thing. In my life, I have parameters, okay?
Okay.
I have cash money that I keep around.
Yeah.
That I can spend if I need to. Take the wife out to dinner. Maybe buy some new sneakers.
Ammunition?
I don't know.
Is that what you're buying?
I'm already overstocked, my brother. That's long overstocked. But no, now that you mention it, I could use some 30-30, come to think of it.
Okay.
But once I run all out of my cash, well, then I'm out of cash. Here's the good thing, buddy. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. I've got credit cards, okay?
Oh, hey now.
Once you can charge all kinds of stuff on there before the bill comes due. It's awesome. But, Chip.
Okay, what are you saying here?
2 months later, I wind up wondering, how come I'm so broke? How come I'm so deep in debt? Okay. Oh, wait, there's another new pair of shoes. I got to have that one, too.
Yep.
Can you help me, Chip?
Let me go to my wallet. Let me get my no cash, yeah. But I do have a credit card.
I can swipe this puppy. You betcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
know, and I was talking at the start of the show about, you know, the market determines those interest rates. Well, that's not entirely true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the Fed funds rate can be going down. The market, the T-bonds, the T-notes, the T-bills can all be going up, reflecting that lower interest rate. And it does not mean that the interest rate on credit cards is coming down.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No. No. No. It would be desperate, desperate times before those mm-hmm. interest rates come down.
Oh, good heavens, yes. Well, no. I think I've come up with something, a solution that helped me. And it may help others. Just stop spending money when you don't have any more. Just stop spending. Am I completely crazy here, Chip?
What a novel idea. What, I mean, that is one for the ages. Do members of Congress know this concept? Have any feel for what you are talking about? Because I think this is something that might be brand new to them.
This is the thing, dude. We talked about this, and
dudes like Malenga and Bubba and the whole cast of thousands that come through the doors of AgriTalk every single day. Spending is out of control. We got to stop spending. We stopped talking about it for some reason, dude. At some point, everybody stopped talking about, and I don't know, maybe we're just sick of banging our head against a dead horse. Why even mention it? They're going to keep spending.
Instead, we talk about taxes all the time and what the tax rate is going to be. You've got Trump talking about salt tax again and you know, getting lowering the taxes with some the state and local tax offsets on the federal side of things. Well, that doesn't solve any problem.
Nope.
You got to stop spending. And you know what? On the those that are looking for tax increases, those that are looking for tax increases think that they can actually raise enough money through higher taxes to stop deficit spending. Mm-hmm. They can't. Nope. They just can't because we're spending too much money. It's
well, because here's the thing. I find a $20 bill in my pants pocket. You best believe we're going for barbecue. We're going to see what we can get on the value menu.
All right.
Yeah. I think that's the same thing. It's the same thing. You pick up a little bit of extra tax revenue. Let's send it to this thing or to that country or, you know, dump it into this.
Oh, my goodness. Need to get.
We're not
going to
get anywhere with this conversation, but I just wanted to, because the things that you say about we've just got to stop spending. So much dang money here in this country. Let's make it practical for the farmers.
Okay.
Connor Bridgman, what a great new guest. Good find.
Yeah.
Good find.
Yeah, he
there.
Was good.
He was talking about, this is interesting. Demand will shut off at the elevator first in the form of basis tanking.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, so it's a great point. It's a great point. Now, because of the carry that's in the market, I'm not exactly sure which bin space is going to have priority this year. And let me explain this real quickly. Yep. So if Illinois, for example, does have all those bushels of corn in a 222 bushel state average yield, it's a lot of corn that they're going to have to harvest. That means that there's going to be a lot of quote unquote extra or priority bushels okay. that producers don't have space for on the farm. Well, you don't want to be the last one to claim space at the elevator, not in this environment. So you move it. There's going to be some incentive to go ahead and move those quote-unquote extra bushels to town before anybody else takes up that space and then work on filling the space that you've got on farm. Okay? Well, that could fill up the commercial storage very, very quickly. And once that storage is full, unless they've got trains coming every day or barges to load every day, basis is going to suffer. There's just not much question about it.
Do you just wait it out? Do you just wait it out?
No.
We don't have time to answer that question.
No, you don't just wait it out. You can't. I'm not getting an update on the 6-10 day, by the way, are you?
No.
So, no, you can't just wait it out. You've got to be proactive in your marketing, and you need to make sure that you don't, make sure that you don't market yourself into a corner. And a lot of times that happens when you just are inactive and you aren't doing anything to make sure that those extra or priority bushels are taken care of. Man, if you've got some marketing to do, make sure that you're getting things done. I know that a little bit of a gain in that November bean contract isn't a whole lot to jump at today, but at least it is a rally that you can jump on. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Come back tomorrow morning. We're going to have a conversation from the campus of Iowa State University on logistics and Jeff Cooper from RFA, right here on AgriTalk.
AgMarket.net is releasing its upgraded app. The AgMarket.net app with revised MyFarm software is now available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. A desktop version is available through the website. Evaluate multiple profit scenarios, maintain a dashboard of farm marketing operations, and view local cash and futures bids. Track production costs, calculate dynamic break-evens, and record crop sales within multiple farms. Download it today at AgMarket.net or call 844-4AG-MRKT to learn more. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with